way that you sneak this. If I catch flight, it's going to be direct.
I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. The office of the UN Syrian envoy, Geir Pedersen, said Monday that he stressed the need for a Syria-led political transition as he met in Damascus with the head of the rebel group that led the ouster of longtime President Bashar al-Assad. In its statement, the envoy's office said the transition should be based on the principles of a 2015 UN Security Council resolution that calls for credible, inclusive, and non-sectarian governance within 6 months, as well as establishing a process for drafting a new constitution with elections to follow. Meanwhile, the European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas said Monday she has instructed the bloc's top diplomat for Syria to go to Damascus and make contact with the country's new government.
For us, it's not only the words, but we want to see the deeds going to the right direction. So not only what they are saying, but also what they are doing. I think the coming weeks and months will show whether it goes to the right direction. And I think then we are also open to discuss next steps.
Gaza's health ministry said Monday that Israel's offensive against Hamas militants in the Palestinian enclave has killed more than 45,000 people since it began in October of 2023. VOA's Richard Green reports.
The Gaza health ministry said in its daily update that 52 people were killed during the past day. The ministry does not distinguish between civilians and fighters in its count, but as previously said, more than half of those killed have been women and children. Israel's military said its Operation Sunday included striking a Hamas command and control complex in Nuseirat in southern Gaza. The war began in October 2023 when Hamas militants killed about 1,200 people and took another 250 hostage when it launched a surprise attack on southern Israel. About 100 hostages are still being held in Gaza, with at least one-third believed to be dead. Richard Green, VOA News.